This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. President Trump's sweeping pardon of participants in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol includes at least 20 Coloradans. CPR's Megan Verlee reports.
Around a half dozen people from the state had been sentenced to a year or more in federal prison for crimes that included assaulting officers and violently forcing their way into the Capitol building. The longest sentence handed down to a Coloradan was 5 years to Jeffrey Sable, who was convicted of punching an officer and pulling him into the crowd where the man was badly beaten. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
The number of Colorado children who struggle significantly with reading has declined, but it's still not back to pre-pandemic levels. The latest evaluation of Colorado's READ Act law shows that about 1 in 5 students, Commissioner of Education Susanna Cordova says English language learners and students with special needs have extra challenges.
We are certainly seeing in our data underperformance in those groups, and we are hearing from educators the need for more training.
42% of third graders are reading on a grade level, and the goal for 2018 is 60%. The 30th annual Great Fruitcake Toss in Manitou Springs is being postponed a week due to the weather. It was originally scheduled for this Saturday, but the forecast predicts a high of about 24 degrees and snow that day. Organizers say the change is for the safety of volunteers and participants. The Great Fruitcake Toss names a winner based on their balance, distance, and accuracy throwing the holiday treats. There's also a baking competition. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.